and I ain't got the power anymore. Don't believe in yourself. Superman, I'm living on. I'm tethered to logic of Homo sapien. Can't take my eyes from the great salvation of bullshit faith. If I don't explain what you ought to know, you can tell me all about it. I'm sinking in the quicksand of my thoughts, and I ain't got the power anymore. Don't believe in yourself.
They say, jump. right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. And that's Bowie at the Beeb, a selection from David Bowie's John Peel session. I guess a compilation of all of his Peel sessions from the 70s, early, mid-70s. And that was, of course, his version of White Light, White Heat. He actually changed the lyrics, if you listen closely. White Light makes me sound like Lou Reed. White Light gives me what I need. That was pretty cool. Before that, it was the famed 1990 remix. That's the originally off of Young Americans. That, of course, was John Lennon and a co-writer with Dave Bowie. And then Jump, They Say, the rock mix from Black Tie, White Noise from 1993. And then we started off the set with Quicksand, a demo version recorded in 1971 off of a bonus track from Hunky Dory. And this is the David Bowie Show, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and 91.5 Medford. And this is like my third David Bowie show in like the last three or so years. So usually I do one a year. I think maybe now this is like maybe two in one year. But anyway, with his passing, I think my frequent listeners of the show are waiting all week long since he passed away Sunday night for me to do my David Bowie show. So thanks for all your requests and for all your interest. We're going to continue mining from this great... one of the first reissues of Ziggy Stardust on Ryko Disc. We're going to hear the aforementioned demo version of Lady Stardust, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Up on the stage, and Lady Stardust sang her songs of darkness and dismay, and he was all right. The band was all together, and he was all right. His song went on forever, and he was all right. Fatals emerged from shadows to watch this creature fare. Boys stood up on their chairs to make their point of view. And I smiled sadly for a love I could not obey. And Lady Stardust sang his songs of darkness and dismay, and he was all right. The band was all together, and he was all right. His song went on forever, and he was awful nice. Really quite out of sight, and he sang all night long.
Must have been touching close to 94. tonight. Thank you.
The applause, and that's a bid for David Bowie to come back on, and they are coming back on. We're at the Santa Monica Civic, October 20th, 1972. First of two performances in town. They're back on stage. They'll perform some more. A standing ovation.
Okay, I'm not sure who that person was doing the voiceover there was, but it almost sounds like it was like a television show or something, you know, like that was Dick Cavett sort of narrating what was going on. But anyway, live and from Santa Monica, 1972, of course, that was Suffragette City. You know, what's funny is that looking at the cover of this of the album Live in Santa Monica, the way he's like, all right, his leg is forward and his arms are in the air, makes me feel like that he was singing Suffragette City, so I had to play that. That's kind of how I envisioned it if I had been there. Always Crashing in the Same Car from Low. Before that, The Heart's Filthy Lesson. That's with Brian Eno. And so a reconnection there between Bowie and Eno. In 1995 is when that was. And then, of course, we started off the set with Lady Stardust and the demo version of that. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is, of course, our David Bowie show. We're not to inundate you with live stuff, but I did want to play this live version of TVC 15, which I thought was pretty cool from stage. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
indeed.
Give love, give love, give love, give love.
Hearts in the blocking night, blocking games. Oh, and she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down.
Everybody, this has been one of the greatest tours of our life. We really, I'd like to thank the band. I'd like to thank our road crew, and I'd like to thank our lighting people. Of all the shows on this tour, this particular show will remain with us the longest, because not only is it the last show of the tour, but it's the last show that we'll ever do. Thank you.
I love that. And then people scream. Are they screaming because they're happy or sad or confused? I just love that's great. So anyway, yes, we're about done here. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This has been the David Bowie show. Of course, he passed away last week. And, it's... A lot has been said about him in terms of not just his career, obviously, but his final days. And he'd been battling cancer for a year and a half, and how he had orchestrated his, not his death, but sort of like the release of Black Star around his death or near it. So that was sort of the final moments, the final photo shoot, the final video for Lazarus, the final, some of the final songs and moments. And, it was funny, a friend of mine was saying how Warren Zevon had recorded a record before he died, and that was all sentimental and weepy. And Bowie, instead of going that route, just went and took his art to another level, and it's very impressive. And it's kind of like it's a great statement for him and only something that he could do. And so we're going to end our show this morning, this David Bowie tribute show with Lazarus. Haven't heard anything from the new record. I couldn't play Black Star 10 minutes. I have so much good stuff. This show has been very hard for me because just a few months ago, I had one show devoted to 5 years, 1969 to 1973, and now I've got to devote 2 hours to those whole career. So... let's wrap up with Lazarus, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I'll see you next week.
got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now. Just like